trip around Columbus.
The communities on the east side of Columbus, especially the far east side, are not as old and luxurious as the innering communities of Old Town East, Bexley, Old Oaks, King Lincoln, and Franklin Park. In fact, as Columbus grew and expanded in the 1920s and 1930s, these communities would start to be developed as people headed further east from downtown Columbus. In the first half of the 20th century, people started moving further east of downtown Columbus. Newer communities like East Columbus and Eastmore were developed. East Columbus Gateway was its own municipality from 1916 to 1932. It was once known as Rarigsville, named after the Rarig Engineering and Tool Company, which opened in 1897. Many of the early residents were immigrants from Eastern Europe. Fifth Avenue was and still is the main corridor of that neighborhood. That neighborhood was a big manufacturing area in Columbus where railroad cars, potato chips, and sheet metal, among items, were manufactured. As the years progressed, many businesses suffered and closed in the neighborhood, causing decline in that neighborhood. And to the east of East Columbus is Port Columbus International Airport, originally located on Fifth Avenue. As the years moved forward, the need for a bigger terminal was needed. In 1958, the current Port Columbus Terminal was opened along International Gateway. The community of Eastmore was founded in 1923 as polo grounds were located just east of the small village of Bexley. In the early 1920s, Charles Johnson, a Columbus lawyer, purchased land owned by the Stanberry family and laid out plans for a development with a polo field in the middle of the development. After the polo grounds closed, lots were subdivided and homes were built. As Columbus headed eastward, more neighborhoods and more homes were built. One of those neighborhoods was Berwick, along Livingston Avenue and College Avenue, as the Shady Lane Nursery was divided into residential lots. Other neighborhoods and subdivisions like Berwyn East, Scottwood, Livermore Heights, and Berwick Manor followed. As I-70 was being developed, expansion included neighborhoods such as Willis Park, East Haven, Thunderbird Acres. Eastland Mall was opened in 1968 and is the oldest operating mall in Columbus. One East Side suburb is a big part of the East Side expansion, and that's Whitehall. Whitehall was a quiet farming community until the post-World War housing boom struck. The name Whitehall came from the Whitehall Tavern located on the National Road. In 1947, Don Casto built the Town and Country Shopping Center, which was the first outdoor shopping center in the United States. The Defense Supply Center, located directly behind Town and Country, is one of Whitehall's biggest employers, and the 338th Army Band was stationed there. An East Side staple, the Kahiki Restaurant, was on the National Register of Historic Places and was located on Broad Street for almost four decades. It was sold and eventually demolished in 2000 to make way for a drugstore.
This has been A Trip Around Columbus.